What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 475. In this episode, I'll discuss whether D-dimer results can be improved by adjusting cutoffs for renal dysfunction. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode475. Patients with suspected thromboembolic disease who have a low or intermediate pretest probability often have a D-dimer level drawn as part of their workup before a decision to anticoagulate is made. The specificity of D-dimer is low, so when an elevated D-dimer is found, this often leads to further testing with ultrasound or IV contrast and CT scanning. D-dimer levels are often elevated in patients with renal dysfunction due to decreased clearance, and this can lead to a false positive result that would in turn lead to exposure of a patient with renal dysfunction to a CT scan with IV contrast. Acute renal failure is a possible consequence of such exposure. Researchers in Switzerland conducted a retrospective study in over 15,000 patients using renal function adjusted cutoffs for D-dimer results. The usual positive D-dimer value cutoff of greater than 500 mics per liter was compared to greater than 333 mics per liter if the GFR was above 60, greater than 1306 mics per liter if the GFR was 30 to 60, and greater than 1663 mics per liter if the GFR was below 30. When these cutoffs were applied, the number of false positives decreased by 50% in the GFR from 30 to 60 group and 55% in the GFR below 30 group. Confirmation of these results in a prospective study could lead to reduced exposure to IV contrast media in patients who already have moderate or severe renal dysfunction. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.